fleeing the scene who was armed. There was an exchange of gunfire, and that subject was fatally shot. A Montgomery police officer sustained a non-life-threatening gunshot wound. The State Bureau of Investigation is investigating that shooting per MPD protocol. Carver High School was briefly placed on a lockdown as a precaution. A man wanted by Millbrook police for a shooting last Saturday is in custody. 22-year-old Rodney Tavarius Pettaway Jr. was arrested by Montgomery police. An anonymous tip led law enforcement to Pettaway's location in the 2000 block of Greenville Street. He was wanted for the shooting of 19-year-old Michael Justin Wilson of Wetumpka. Marijuana and a stolen car were found at the scene of that shooting, by the way. And Montgomery Regional Airport will start nonstop flights to Orlando May 14th. Happy summertime. That's your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain to body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan and NHTSA 5-star overall safety vehicle for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 to its signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through February 28, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's, now located in Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughan Road, right out there by Chappie's. And it's that time of year again. It's spring cleaning. Time to go through your drawers, see what you're tired of, see what you don't want anymore. Come trade it in for something new. Come walk away with a check, or let us remake it into something absolutely beautiful. Whatever it is, spring cleaning at Marguerite's. Let us refurbish your jewelry. Let us repair your jewelry. Let us trade it in. Let us give you a check. Whatever you care for, come visit us at our new shop on Pepper Tree, right by Chappie's on Vaughan Road. Thank you.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
All right, guys, welcome into News and Views, 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. I hope everybody out there is having a fantastic Thursday morning. I hope you're going to have a fantastic Thursday afternoon and evening as well. I am Baron Coleman. Jack Campbell is out today. It's Thursday. Dave Mowry will be in just a little bit, not too much longer. He said he was running a few minutes behind traffic or something else out there that happened. I don't remember what it was.
But this is going to be a fantastic day. We've got three consecutive hours lined up for you here. Got a bunch of really, really good news for you. And I don't know. I'm having second thoughts. I'm back and forth on two different stories that are absolutely so disgusting on what's going on in the world right now. You know, just a week or so ago, week and a half ago, a little over a week ago, we learned that the FBI in this country was so incompetent and so crooked. And we were learning things, and things were breaking on the Russian investigation. You notice the news doesn't talk about Russia anymore, the Russian investigation. The news isn't talking about that anymore. They were. I mean, it was something that was going on. But they're not talking about it anymore. Instead, the only thing that anybody wants to talk about is gun control and gun debates and gun everything. Dave Mowry joins us.
Where I come from, you know what they call gun control?
Being able to hit
good,
the target?
Good grouping.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was just saying, a week and a half ago, we were talking about the incompetence of the FBI, the crookedness of the FBI, how it was becoming apparently obvious that our intelligence community was weaponized against the Trump campaign.
Right.
That the Obama...
I like that term, weaponized.
It is the most accurate term I can think of.
Well, we were talking about last week about weaponizing campaign finance.
Yeah. You can weaponize anything.
You can weaponize anything.
That's
if you know how to do it.
Yeah. Weaponized Skittles if you know how to do it.
I know.
But you know, this is what we're talking about. And since then, you had the big break. We have the Nunes memo. We have the Grassley letter. We're really starting to show momentum. The Russia story is absolutely collapsing all around.
And, you know, maybe somebody reported the shooter to a certain agency.
There could have been a report to the FBI itself.
Allegedly.
Or many reports.
Or maybe they actually copped to it. But, you know, either way.
It's unbelievable.
We don't have to use a ledge here.
But now we have a multi... And you're in the campaign business.
Yeah, sort of.
The cost... I mean, can you imagine putting together the number of rallies they put together, the debates, the showing up at the White House?
Listen, man, Soros.
It is a fortune. It is an organization structure already in place. Something is... This is... You are watching right now scripted propaganda, and I have proof of it. I have proof of it. Did anybody watch that CNN town hall last night? Did you watch any of it?
No.
A young man wanted to ask a question, and you had to pre-submit your questions, which makes sense. Live TV, I get it. Because they wouldn't want me there asking
yeah,
questions.
I know, right? Ooh.
Yeah. Mr. Mowry.
In the itchy and scratchy video game, is there a way to get out of the third basement without using the skeleton key?
See, that's why they make you script your questions. A young man wanted to ask a question. His name was... What is his name? Hayab?
John Steven.
Nah, I don't remember his name. Anyway, he submits a question. He says... I don't know his name. It just goes by his last name here, Hayab. I just printed off part of the story. Colton Hayab.
Colton
Hayab. He wanted to ask a question. And he wanted to ask about arming people in the schools.
Right.
Because this is something that's coming up a lot. People are saying, well, if we're going to have a... You know, everyone agrees once the shooting starts, we call an armed person to the school. And the armed people show up anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes later.
You know the thing...
They stop the shooting.
Did you notice in the Florida thing that they actually... That they have a school resource officer, an armed school resource officer, that never encountered the shooter?
I didn't know that. There's a lot of trickery going on.
That's interesting to me. Well, I mean, it's a huge school, so I mean, you could see how that would happen.
And there are multiple buildings.
But the thing, what I'm saying is that, like, you know, I don't think there's no. Listen,
there's no way to stop it.
There's no panacea here, guys.
Yeah.
There just isn't.
Well, anyway, he wants to ask a question. They refused to let him, and instead handed him another question he could use. And he said, "Forget about it."
Really?
They gave him a scripted question. He said, forget about it. CNN sends an update and says, we never script any questions for our town halls ever. To which I would respond, but you understand, you did get caught submitting
scripting.
Questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign for your town hall.
Right.
For your alleged debate. She had an unfair advantage in that debate.
Yeah.
She was getting the questions from Donna Brazile.
They were smart enough to ask.
I don't know that Donna Brazile would have given the questions to the Trump campaign.
Well, right.
I have long thought the Democrats had the advantages in the debate because you could see the Republicans like trying to work their way through some of these questions, and Democrats seem to have just scripted, prepared, ready to answers to go.
I will say that they probably learned their lesson in 1988.
What?
Remember the Dukakis thing where it's the guy on PBS and he says, yeah, you're against the death penalty. And he's like, you know, what would you do if someone is released on furlough and raped your wife? Yeah. Well, in this case, I would still be, it's a principle. I mean, and that's like the easiest answer ever. We don't need the death penalty. I'd kill him.
Yeah. Or leave my wife out of this or I'll kill you.
Yeah. Either way. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, show some manhood.
Say your name again.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just, yeah, show some manhood.
Yeah.
Just try. Just a little bit.
Stand out of that chair, Lair.
Yeah.
I dare you. You take one step towards me, I'll tear your nose off.
Exactly.
But no, I mean, this is obviously, this is one of the most scripted, well-orchestrated, well-planned things I've seen in quite some time. This right here, and the question you have to ask yourself is, why is this one being so scripted? Why this one? Why not other school shootings? Why didn't they go to these lengths? And I'll give you the answer. The answer is easy. They're scripting this one. This one is so scripted. This one must stay in the news. They have to keep this in the news because when the news stops talking about Parkland High School, the high school in Parkland,
right,
Douglas High School, it goes back to the incompetence of the FBI, the weaponizing of the intelligence community, the fact that Donald Trump did not conspire with Russia, the fact that if anybody conspired with Russia, it was Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. That this entire thing was a setup designed to take down a duly elected president of the United States. Once Parkland High School shooting goes out of the news, that's what comes back. Yeah. No one was confused by the indictment of 13 Russians because Mueller read a business article from some Russian business magazine from 2013. No one's going to be confused by that.
Right.
This is plain as day, clear. This is the clearest distraction you've ever seen.
They got 430,000 impressions.
And let me say something real quickly.
Out of 2 billion.
Out of 2 billion?
Yeah.
Spent.
Yeah.
They spent $2 billion.
And there were or whatever it was, but there was some kind of thing about, like, you know, the number of impressions and whatever they bought.
About
and
the Russians?
Yeah. And they saw that there was a thing that, like, total in the aggregate on Facebook, they got 430,000.
One of my guilty pleasures as a conservative is, you know, like you'll have like a teetotaling Baptist and his guilty pleasure will be he'll drink a cocktail every now and then.
Right.
One of my guilty pleasures as a teetotaling conservative is I'll read The Atlantic. I love the journalism in The Atlantic. I read a great article in there the other day that talked about the quality of the Russian Facebook.
Yeah, like if
they said it was terrible.
Like if this flipped your democracy, like that's your fault.
In the 6 weeks leading up to the election, they spent $54 in Wisconsin.
Yeah, but it was the right $54.
Well, that's the point. And they spent like $300 in Michigan.
Yeah, it's the right $300.
Right, and anybody who does any campaigning will tell you $54 has no impact in the state.
None. Literally none.
None. $300 doesn't have an impact
in the
state.
No, it has nothing.
I mean, if you targeted $300 into a city council district, you might... you might be convincing 1%.
For frame of reference, you know, we won a bunch of awards for, I'll toot my own horn here, for the Todd Strange campaign in 2015, and we spent $20,000 on Facebook.
Yeah.
$54. In a mayor's race that we really weren't ever in actual danger of losing. I mean, like, you know, the other side was spending a lot of money, and we wanted to spend our resources correctly, but we spent $20,000.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
Right. In one city.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fair amount of money.
They spent $54 in 6 weeks in one state.
In a state.
And they're crediting that state falling to Trump because of the Russians.
Well, you know, there's
$54. $54.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways we could go there.
But anyway, that's why this is going on.
$54.
I do want to make one small point. When people are being convinced that these children are genuine and sincere. And there are people asking legitimate questions. Should we start letting children vote? These guys seem very articulate. They seem very with it. Understand they're reading scripted questions, and these guys are being trained by professionals before they go on television. They're getting better training than most presidential candidates get before they stand up and give a speech for the first time.
It's true.
It is absolutely true. And a week ago, we were asking Tide to redesign their dish detergent. Because these same people were being confused and eating it.
But they're so good.
But now we're listening to them on gun legislation.
Back in my day, you had to guzzle from the, from the jug, you know.
But
a
week ago, we were going to Tide and saying, you know, your stuff looks a little too much
like candy.
16 to 18-year-olds are really getting confused on this stuff. Is there any way you can redesign it to make it not look so appetizing?
Should we or should we not listen to the advice of the galactically stupid?
Hold on. Where did that come from?
A Few Good Men.
I was going to say, I know that line.
It's a great one, isn't it?
It is. But that's...
It's okay.
That's my final point I'll make on this. These kids are, by and large, not prepared to legislate on gun laws.
No, they're not. No one is.
We'll be back. 272-9228 is the number. If you want to get in, now's a great time. I'll take some phone calls on the other side of this break.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii. Not available in Alaska and Canada.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season right with big lawn and garden savings at Ace. Now through Monday only. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your local Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
It's Ram Truck Month, and hard work is about to get a lot easier thanks to the great deals being offered right now. Like $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer, find more great deals on the full line of Ram trucks, and check out the tremendous payload and towing power of Ram 1500. When it comes to being more productive, avoid unnecessary downtime with Ram 1500's impressive 27 highway miles per gallon. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get $9,750 in total values on the 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab when financed. Long live the truck that goes above and beyond. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Truck Month. EPA estimated MPG with 3-liter EcoDiesel engine and 8-speed automatic transmission 4x2 model. Actual mileage may vary. Total values include combined cash allowance at $3,000 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 2/28.
Every Guardian loan begins with a story.
Remember when we had our third kid and Guardian Credit Union financed our minivan?
You know, that was the same year they helped us get a bigger house. I so love my walk-in closet.
You mean our walk-in closet.
And now our youngest is getting married and is planning a wedding.
Thank goodness for that home equity line of credit.
Guardian has always been there for us.
They're more than just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian.
Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treats your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
One drive in a Subaru and you want to spend every mile together. That's because every mile is another reminder that your Subaru is a worthy investment. So come to the Subaru True Love event and drive off in the Subaru that'll make the most out of your every mile. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on your true love. But hurry in today. Offer ends February 28th. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing for 63 months on select 2018 models. Offer ends February 28th.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Minutes after 9 o'clock. Dave Mowry joins us here. Jack Campbell out till tomorrow. Your call's welcome at 272-9228. You'll never believe this, but I have a terrible short-term memory and I forget who you are. I know you gave me your name, but I can't remember what it was. Was it Bill or Bob?
Hello? He thinks you're talking to me.
No, I'm talking to you.
Caller.
Caller?
Yeah. Brandon.
I knew it started with a B. I had the B down. I had the B down cold.
Better than I had.
It was that second syllable that got me. What's on your mind, Brandon?
I had a few things, and then the commercial break, the United for Your Comfort song got in my head, so I'm a little discombobulated. But
it's good advertising when it can make you forget stuff.
First of all, props to Mowry. That was the best Dukakis impersonation I've heard in a while. I forgot he existed, man.
What a faildozer!
He was a cartoon character of a person. I mean,
of a doctrinaire liberal for sure.
Yeah, but I was thinking about what you were talking about, the left-right paradigm, and a few things. Right, you think Donna Brazile possibly? Because I do believe there are scripted agendas, and the left,
right,
especially, is not only scripting things, but they have a very nefarious agenda. You know what I mean? And it's deeper than most people want to believe. And do you think maybe she joined the club and realized maybe, oh gosh, I'm one step away from Jonestown. Maybe I ought to write a book and make myself untouchable, or, you know, before I get shot, like that bridge or something. But back to the left-right paradigm, I think that really, really constrains our thought, you know, into that choice between one or the other. And I like the way you break through that a lot of times, Baron, because you don't seem to subscribe to either. And I wanted to ask you guys if you had delved into. I don't get a chance to listen every day, but I like to. And the Jordan Peterson phenomenon has really captured my attention. This guy seems to be, you know how a great man will rise to the occasion.
Is that the Canadian dude?
Canadian social psychologist. I like him a lot.
This guy is like a modern day Aristotle mixed with a little bit of John the Baptist, possibly. I don't know. But this guy, no matter what I listen to, and all his content is free on YouTube. So he's not in it for the money.
He's he's in it for the money. Don't get me wrong.
Why wouldn't you be?
He's making a fortune off of this. No, that's not a bad thing at all. But I heard him talk about the money specifically.
We're in radio for the money, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay,
so you should see us. Bear and I, it's like a Jay-Z video.
I'm not even sitting on a chair. I'm sitting on a stack of hundreds.
Yes.
It's like it's just like a Jay-Z video. Nothing but ice and gold. Hang on just a second. I want to address the money thing before we get too far afield. I love Jordan Peterson. I think he's a phenomenal guy. And profit's not a dirty word, particularly when you when you're a conservative. It's the left that would say, you know, he doesn't want the money in any of this. Jordan Peterson, I heard him address the money thing quite specifically. He said, you know, I have found a way to monetize leftist outrage, social justice warrior outrage. And he said, and I may be the only person in the country that's figured this out. He said, but I release a video and the left goes crazy. And I take that video of the left going crazy and I send it out to my supporters and they send me more money so that I can make more videos and make the left go even more crazy. And he says, I write a book, The Left Goes Crazy.
Here's the funny thing about Jordan Peterson.
Yeah.
Is that everybody listening right now would think that he is to the left of Dukakis.
Yeah.
He's a Canadian.
Yeah.
So like just like by general disposition.
He's a Canadian psychologist.
If he's a Canadian conservative,
yeah.
He is
I don't think he's that conservative though.
No, he's not at all.
Yeah.
No, he even says it. Like he just is like, you know, he just kind of comes across for some common sense. No, it's just funny to me because like so many people on the American right love the guy, and he is not a creature of the right. He's a creature of like, you know, they told him they were going to arrest him for not using G or whatever.
Yeah, you know, thank you for
which
your
would
call,
make
Brandon.
Anybody crazy.
It's a great, great conversation.
Also, good Jonestown reference there, Brandon.
Yeah, dropped a great Jonestown.
Anytime reference. That you can talk about the father, come, children,
you've heard
drink.
The video, right?
Of course. I'm a ghoul.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember the movie with Powers Booth?
No,
it's a. I think it was made for TV, but oh god, it's so good.
I saw the original.
You should start wearing aviator glasses all the time.
I saw the original footage of the congressman getting shot out at the airport, and I saw the original footage of the Kool-Aid incident.
Yeah,
and boy, if that doesn't shake you to the core and realize that humanity is really depraved sometimes.
And
that's the basis of humanity, and then you build up to structural civilization.
The absolute craziest thing, from Indiana?
Yeah, he's from Indianapolis. Yeah.
And a socialist at the beginning.
Yeah.
And, like, his journey from, like, actually trying to be, you know, like a person who changes the world to somebody, like, murdering 900 people.
It's a fascinating
story. It's unbelievable.
Story. Yeah, I've seen the documentaries. And
now we're down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. But the Jordan Peterson thing, let me address that for a second because...
But back to Jordan Peterson. Nothing like Jim Chan.
He's not. Jordan Peterson is not a conservative, but I find myself listening to more and more of his stuff. I like his 1% idea.
Yeah.
You change yourself 1% at a time. Don't set these lofty goals you'll never be able to reach. You set yourself up for failure. And if you change yourself 1% of the time, say Mallory and I had a problem, the way we interact with each other. If I can focus on changing my interactions with Mallory just 1% better, our relationship, he says, basically gets 10% better.
Right.
And put that in the realm of your children.
Yeah.
You know, if you're having trouble with one of your children, take it upon yourself.
If you have kids, you have trouble with one of them.
If you have I have six. I have trouble with six of my children. But no, if you take it upon yourself to make your relationship with that child 1% better, you know, just I'm going to sit down in his room for 5 minutes at the end of the day and just ask how he's doing. When he comes in, I'm going to rub him on the head and pat him on the back and say, love you, buddy. If 1% better, you don't have to say, my son hates me and
what am I going to do?
What am I going to do? I got to turn this whole thing upside down in 1 week. 1% better at a time. Just like focus on the 1%. What can you do?
We've talked about this, and this actually changed me for the better, is like if you want to lose weight, if you start a diet and exercise at the same time, you'll fail at both.
Yeah.
Because your mind thinks that you should be going faster.
Right.
And so what you should do is you should set, like you said, incremental goals and like start one and get used to that and then start the other one. And, you know, it's the same thing.
Well,
like,
if you drink, you know, high fructose corn syrup beverages, if you eat dessert after every meal.
But that taste good.
Oh, they do. But if you eat dessert after every meal, if you drink sweet tea all during the day, if you
diabetes juice.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm saying is if you have all these bad habits.
Yep.
And you want to eliminate all of it. Don't eliminate it all at once. Eliminate the high fructose corn syrup.
Stop drinking soda and sweet tea.
And then move on to the sweet tea. And then move on to the extra bread at dinner. And then move on to the dessert after every meal. Yep. If you slowly eliminate them 1% at a time.
But if you just decide you're going to eat salads, then guess what? You're going to binge on pizza on like the fourth day.
Right. Two days later, you have failed.
Yes.
And I that's what I like about Jordan Peterson. He understands the human condition.
Have you read his book?
I've not read his book.
I haven't
12
either.
Rules?
Yeah,
I want to get it.
Yeah, I do too.
I've not read 12 Rules, but he references enough of his 12 Rules and everything else.
The other thing, I was doing Rogan all the time.
The other thing, we'll do this when we get back. I want to play this Dukakis-Bush debate since we referenced it. And I know we have, our ratings are very strong in the younger crowd.
Strong.
So they probably don't know.
Yeah, this is a long time ago.
This is Mike Dukakis, governor of Massachusetts, 1988 debate on PBS. That's when you had to go to PBS to watch a debate.
Yeah, so before this happened, the Russians had, like 30 years before this. So this is 30 years ago. 30 years before when this happened, that was, like, when Sputnik was launched.
Yeah.
So, like, 30 years is a long time.
30 years is a very long time. The Berlin Wall was still standing when this was done.
That's right.
There was Gorbachev was in power.
West and East Germany existed.
And here is his answer to the death penalty question. Oh, of course it doesn't play.
Son of a...
I set that up perfectly.
First question goes to Governor Dukakis. You have 2 minutes to respond. Governor, if Kitty Dukakis were raped and murdered, would you favor an irrevocable death penalty for the killer?
No, I don't, Bernard, and I think you know that I've opposed the death penalty during all of my life.
No, I don't, Bernard.
I don't see any evidence that it's a deterrent, and I think there are better and more effective ways to deal with violent crime. We've done so in my own state, and it's one of the reasons why we have had the...
All right, I'm not going to play the whole answer.
And then, they came out with the Willie Horton ad.
Yeah.
But we've done so in my own state. Oh, whoopsie.
You look at that answer. If you listen to that answer and look at his face while he gives it, what you see is, I don't really like my wife. And the reason I wouldn't favor the death penalty is because I probably paid the guy to do it.
And a great example of the spin room, because he had an answer prepped.
Yeah.
But then in the spin room, they were like, this guy won't even come out for the death penalty for his own wife. And that was basically the end of the
answer. That was the end of it. They ended the debate on the first question. I think if you're Bush at that point, you don't risk an error. You just say, thanks, Bernard. I appreciate you being here. I'm not going to answer any questions. You guys can have the next 2 hours with Mike. I'll see you guys at the ranch. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Warm days in the month of February is hard to believe. Today, partial sunshine, very warm day. High temperature in the lower 80s. That would break the record easily. Spotty showers are possible today and tonight. Mid-60s for a low tonight. Tomorrow, high temperature in the lower 80s. Again, record territory. Scattered showers becoming a little bit more numerous perhaps later on in the day. Wednesday night into Thursday. And I think we're probably in the low 80s again on Thursday and Friday with a few showers possible. And even upper 70s on Saturday. Have you downloaded our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? This is Severe Weather Awareness Week in Alabama, and our weather app will instantly alert you to severe weather alerts, watches, and warnings wherever you are, even if you're on the road. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars by Wednesday, February 28th, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home 350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500. All rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. And Dot, I hear you have something exciting coming up.
Yes, we do. Saturday, February 24th will be our 24th anniversary. Can you believe it?
It seems like time's flying by.
Yes, it does. And there's been a lot of water under that bridge, but it's okay. We've survived.
What can we expect from your 24th anniversary sale, the 24th of February?
A lot of good sales going on. The vendors are putting down the amount that they're going to give off, and some of them will be in their booth off and on all day, and a $50 gift certificate every hour will be given away.
Again, the date and time of the Eastbrook Flea Market's 24th anniversary sale.
February 24th from 9 until 6.
All right, Dot, what are your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. Spring is about to be sprung on us.
Yes, right there, Bubba. You know, we've got all kinds of great new items coming in the store, and one of the hottest items are the corksicle drink glasses. We have the wine tumblers. We have just the regular 16-ounce drink tumblers. We have the thermoses. They're like pastel colors, real pretty. Perfect gift for somebody, or perfect just to hang out by the pool or at the lake. And if that's not your thing, we've got great-looking new jewelry that's coming in, and purses, springtime, summertime purses coming in every day at Tucker Pecan. We've got cover-ups. We've got all kinds of great, great items at Tucker Pecan. Tea towels for the lake, pillows for the lake. And you know what? If that's not your thing, Bubba, we've got the finest and freshest candies and pecans you will find anywhere. Made fresh daily. Come by Tucker Pecan and we can hook you up with some good chocolate-covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, praline, you name it, we've got it at Tucker Pecan.
Tell them where you are located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. Or you can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Kelly from Pet Palace Hotels, the Tri-County area's premier pet resort. Stop by for a tour of Pet Palace Hotels, where we specialize in boarding, grooming, and daycare. Mention this ad to receive $10 off a bath or grooming. Pet Palace Hotels, 565 Pike Road, in between Vaughn Road and Highway 80, a mile from CVS. Like us on Facebook.
Pet Palace Hotels, where your pets are treated like royalty.
Hour of the program brought to you by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, who are serving up phenomenal stuff every single day. You know, they have a weekly pasta special, so that changes every week.
Which is something I was in there yesterday.
It's chicken and a cream sauce with roasted red pepper.
Looks so good.
Mushroom.
You know what? And I meant to tell Will this. They need like a Zoodles option.
No.
Yeah, they do.
a Zoodles.
Yeah, option. Man, because like I would
knock
go there
it
more.
Off. Knock it off.
I'm telling you.
Knock it off. They have carb-free, I mean, low-carb options.
I mean, sort of.
Do you like the eggplant parmesan?
Yeah.
That dish.
That's
no
true.
Noodles.
No, you're right.
Not fried.
Okay.
Absolutely phenomenal.
Then, look, then take the roasted eggplant and chop it up and then put that sauce that's in the, like, that is the special. Yeah. I mean, they would do that for me if I asked them.
They probably.
That's how good they are.
They
finish
probably.
Your read. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I'm just saying that the special this week, we already said it. Chicken, roasted red peppers, mushrooms, and a cream sauce.
I was talking to a friend of mine who listens in Georgia, and
yeah.
he was like, you step all over Barron Treats.
Yeah, kind of.
I was like, yeah, I know. We talk about it off air. My bad.
Well, you know, it happens. Two locations, though. Oh, I got a text message last night from a listener. I say text message.
Long time.
When I tell
first time.
Long time, first time. When I tell people that I get a text message from listeners, it's almost exclusively Facebook messages.
Yeah.
Right?
But Facebook, I mean, that's the same thing.
Same thing. They come through as text. But I got a Facebook message from a listener, and she said, I've been listening to you. I've always wanted to try Midtown Pizza Kitchen. We finally tried it yesterday, and I spent 15 minutes driving all over the Zelda Place Shopping Center looking for Midtown Pizza Kitchen. It's on the backside where they hide all the parking.
Yeah.
Most shopping centers don't have a backside, so I see why that's confusing. But if you turn in, go around to the backside. So the front side has Moe's and First Watch and Joseph A. Bank.
Some other things that don't advertise.
Yeah, but you know, I'm just telling you, that's the shopping center.
There's a Pilates thing going in there.
Yeah, trust me. I'm not worried about Moe's taking business from
the
different things.
Yeah, you're not going to.
You're not deciding between Moe's or Midtown.
No, that's definitely true.
But anyway, so it's on the backside. It's not on the front side. You go around to the back. That's where they hide all the parking, back there on the backside. So Midtown Pizza Kitchen, High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, and the Zelda Place location right here in Midtown Montgomery. CNN yesterday. One of the most egregious things I've ever seen done in my life.
I watched this, and this is like the...
I can't play it because it says BS.
I am not a, you know me, like I'm a fan of the media.
Yeah.
Like it's just one of those things. Like I don't buy into the whole, you know, I'm fascinated by the media in general and yet, but I do understand the critiques on both sides. And this is like,
it's critique worthy.
They should have a thing of how to get people to turn against you.
Yeah.
And they should just show this clip, like how not to do media, how not to do things.
There was a woman.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Facebook. Keep in mind, the average Facebook user last year, I'm not seeing the updated statistics for this year. Last year, the average Facebook user was 56 years old. This is a 70-year-old woman. So she is right there, probably within one standard deviation of the average Facebook user's age.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say a standard deviation is 15. So the average Facebook user runs from 41 to 71.
Yeah.
All right. She is right in that standard, within a standard deviation of the mean of, this is who Facebook caters to. This is who's on Facebook.
That's how I communicate with, like, my, I mean, because, right, like, I'm a military brat, like, so I have relatives all over the country. It's just easier.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't have to call your aunt and update her about how your kids are doing. She can either see it or not.
If she wants to, she can look, look for pictures.
That's what they do.
They go to this 70-year-old woman's house in Florida.
And try to convince her that she's a Russian agent.
It was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. This woman's name is Florine Goldfarb.
Right.
My Spanish teacher in high school was Mrs. Goldfarb. This could be Mrs. Goldfarb, my Spanish teacher. I'm not sure.
She moved to Florida.
She did move to Florida and
bought some horses.
I don't remember what. She's a big horse person. I don't remember what Miss Goldfarb looked like. I remember that was her name.
Right.
Her name was Regina Goldfarb.
Regina.
This is Florine Goldfarb. So it's probably not the same person. But anyway, Mrs. Goldfarb, 71-year-old, could be a great-grandmother for all we know, is minding her own business at her house when her door is knocked on and a CNN reporter with a microphone and a camera crew is outside waiting for her. And let me tell you, when I say microphone, it caught the sound of her door creaking on the other side of the yard.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of parabolic mic they had trained on this woman, but they were not. They wanted every whistle and sniffle this woman got out of her mouth. So Florine Goldfarb runs the Team Trump Broward County Facebook page.
Right. So she's basically, like, have you ever seen the show The Americans?
No.
Yeah, well, she's basically one of those. She's a sleeper agent.
No. This woman...
Oh, she's not?
...is a 71-year-old Trump fan who probably didn't like Hillary or whatever.
She obviously didn't like Hillary.
And she's in Broward County, which isn't exactly Trump country.
Right.
And so she decides she's going to open up a Team Trump Broward County Facebook page. And as part of it, according to CNN anyway, she posted numerous times about events that were also promoted and encouraged by the Russians. But you know what? You know, is CNN knocking on Michael Moore's door?
I was just going to say that.
Because the Not My President rally on November
12th. That's hilarious.
At Trump Tower, that was run by the Russians.
Talk about, like, the, you know, talk about your all-time ironies or whatever.
This reporter kept repeatedly.
And he accosts her.
Over and over, trying to get her to admit she colluded with the Russians.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he should have just pulled out, like, one of those big furry hats and a bottle of vodka and been like, admit it, comrade! You know, like...
But she kept saying, like, to him, no.
No, I don't have anything to do with Russia.
This is BS. I know the people who were there. They're my friends.
Right.
They're not Russians.
Yeah, she said I knew everybody that was there.
Yeah. And she said, I don't want to have to do anything for you. But CNN proudly posted this video on Twitter.
My favorite part of this, if you're listening, is that Barron didn't print the CNN version. He printed the InfoWars version.
That's your damn right I did. Because it's actually got details. CNN's running from it.
You're amazing.
CNN's running from it.
InfoWars.com, hey. John Paul Watson.
This is Paul Joseph Watson.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. I follow him on Twitter.
He's hilarious. He's absolutely hilarious.
Prison Planet.
Then she said, let's see, anyway, it's just incredible, incredible story.
But it really is just it's a case study in how to, like, get people to not convince people of something that may have happened, and B, of how to get people to turn against the media. And the funny thing is, the only way that I saw this is people posting, like, good Lord, leave the lady alone.
I know. Otherwise, you wouldn't even have known it existed. But CNN put it on their Twitter feed proudly.
Right.
Like, this is something they're excited. This is the same CNN that doxed a guy who made a meme. Remember this? The guy made a CNN President Trump meme. It was like a GIF. And CNN goes and outs the guy. Turns out he's not even the guy who made the one they were so outraged about. And the guy ends up getting death threats on Twitter. This woman is getting death threats for colluding with the Russians.
Right.
She's 71 years old, lives in Broward County, Florida.
I can't get too mad at CNN because I was on there like 20 times in December. But
well,
that's different.
It's very fake news. Who's this?
It's Kurt.
Hey, Kurt.
What's up, Kurt?
Hey, Jack Campbell for mayor.
Correct.
He's soup for the soul of Montgomery. He's good.
Kurt's trying to get a T-shirt. I had 20 T-shirts in there for the
seriously.
Giveaway. But, you know, and I've been giving these T-shirts away all week. How many I've given away?
One.
None. You know why? No call has yet...
They haven't nailed it?
No.
Has not arisen to the level of getting a T-shirt.
It's a shirt. You remember the SpongeWorthy?
Come with better material. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. None of these calls have been shirt-worthy.
That's right.
So, but you're trying. I see where you're going, Kurt. Let's see where you go.
I'm leaving.
Well, I wasn't trying for a T-shirt. I was trying to be honest.
Oh, well, in which case, we appreciate your support.
Put your song on your shirt.
Jack Campbell will in August make a decision.
It.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Jack can't make a decision between now and August. He's just laying down support right now.
That's right.
Who's going to run for mayor other than Jack?
Why would anyone run against him?
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Campbell, mayor 2019.
By acclamation.
You know, some people think he's joking about that. I asked him the other day. I said, would you really run for mayor? He said, you're damn right I would. And he said basically what Trump did. If I run,
yes.
I win.
If I choose.
He said, I'm out there looking around. If I run, I win. I don't run and finish second or third. If I run, I win.
I think he's probably right.
They're going to change the name Tulsa time to Montgomery time. To Jack time.
Campbell time.
Campbell time. I like
need
it.
Two syllables.
We'll be back. I was gonna show them all this time. Cause you know I ain't no fool and I don't need no more schooling. I was born to just walk the line. Living on Tulsa time. Living on.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mary, I'm heading to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery for some fun. Want to go?
Oh, I don't know. I've been thinking about going, but I'm not very lucky.
Don't worry. Wind Creek will cover your first day of play up to $1,000 in free play, and they'll give you a $10 food credit just for signing up for the Rewards Club, so you can play worry-free, and you can eat for free.
But do people really win?
Heck yeah, all the time.
Well, I could. could use a little excitement. Wind Creek Montgomery, here we come.
Minimum $75 loss required. See player services for rules.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
It's the gigantic steak sale from Star South Steaks. Going down now at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot. If you think Omaha steaks are too expensive, try this. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's right.
20 ribeye steaks for just $30.
Look for the big tent and the big truck at the old Crackle Barrel parking lot on Eastern Bypass.
Plus,
packed into that truck are cases of fillets, New York strips, T-bones, and marinated boneless skinless chicken breast. Buy the case, five-star steaks. 20 ribeye steaks for just $30. That's $1.50 for a ribeye steak. Hurry by and get yours today before the truck is gone. 20 ribeyes for $30. Credit, debit, and EBT accepted. You won't pay the Omaha steak prices here. 20 ribeyes for $30 during this huge steak sale. Look for the big meat truck and the big top tent to get 20 ribeyes for just $30. Stock up now before they're gone at the corner of Eastern Bypass and Carmichael Road, just off I-85.
Chili's wants to know, when was the last time you had a great lunch?
When was the last time you had a great lunch?
Oh, and we're singing too.
We go way back, baby, back with our singing.
Yeah, we do, but lunch is our thing too.
We've got 10 lunches for just $7.
Burgers, quesadillas, just $7 for lunch.
Just $7 for 10 awesome lunches.
It's even better when you say it that way.
It's pretty much the same thing, but I flipped it. Chili's is back, baby, back, baby, back.
With lunch for $7.
Or take Chili's lunch to go, baby, go, baby, go.
Available at participating restaurants only. Prices may vary in Hawaii. Not available in Alaska and Canada.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Start the spring season right with big lawn and garden savings at Ace. Now through Monday only. Get our coupon at acehardware.com and save 25% on a regular priced item under $50. That's 25% savings on great products from Scotts, Miracle-Gro, Roundup, Ortho, and more throughout the store. Hurry in now to get 25% savings only at your local Ace. Offer valid with coupon at participating stores through February 26th. Limit 1. Exclusions apply. See coupon.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My sister's at my mother's house, and I just saw this on Facebook. Nothing makes you feel 18 again more than sleeping in the bedroom you grew up in and having your mom keep coming in your room yelling at you to get the blank up. Welcome home, Casey. Welcome home. 5 minutes till the top of the hour. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. Dave Mowry joins us. Jack Campbell's out. He'll be back Monday morning. He will not be back tomorrow, but he'll be back Monday morning. Lots of mayoral duties. So it's like he's already the mayor. Lori.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Lori.
How are you doing?
Doing well, Lori.
Good. I just wanted to point out something that I saw yesterday on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked in on it, but I had noticed this young man, and he's been talking about the Florida shooting. He's one of the students.
Yeah.
He looks like a mini newsman.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't have a hair out of place. got dark hair. I don't know if you've seen him.
Yes.
He's been on quite a few
times. You're talking about David Hogg, the
David
Christian
Hogg.
Actor?
Yeah.
But they think that they kind of caught him in kind of a scripted type thing. Or yesterday they did, because he's slipping up.
I'll tell you the weird part of this. There's a video he filmed. Here's a couple of things jump out at me as weird. A couple of the students have referenced in videos and very early interviews that there was a planned mass shooter drill.
That day?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they were told there would be a mass shooting drill that day. And another thing is, he references at one point in one of the videos, he starts filming videos during the mass shooting,
yeah,
as David Hogg does. He gets his phone out and he starts interviewing students during the shooting.
Hmm.
Like, we just heard a gunshot. How do you feel about that? You know, and then this one girl was like, well, I always kind of wanted to be in the junior NRA, but now that I'm hearing this and going through this, I don't want to have anything to do with guns ever again. I don't ever want to see a gun. It was very weird. And in one of the videos, he says, Alex, do you mind if I record you? She says, no. He says, it's 9:32 a.m. on February 14th, and you're okay with me videotaping this? She said, yes. So then he starts videoing it. Have you ever seen a high school kid interview somebody with a cell phone and do what newspaper reporters do and get permission?
Well,
but no one caught what I just said.
Right.
He said it was 9:32 a.m. The shooting didn't start till 2:30.
Yeah.
Ah.
And they were
saying
that there was gunshots and it was an active shooter.
Yeah, it was strange, but they did point
I'll
out
play
that
it, let you hear it.
That his father is an ex-FBI agent.
Correct.
So that kind of threw a big red flag up for me. And I'm like, what is going on? I mean, I've never really believed in conspiracies. I know through history there have been some to get rid of people. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on with this. But I don't have a problem with longer waiting times for guns. I passed a gun and bought my husband a gun. You know, I passed a check and everything. I had to fill out the form. I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, then you've got the medical laws that come into effect where you can't tell about anybody's health issues. And so I don't know how all that's going to work in with it, but I don't have a problem waiting a little longer for a gun, but I don't think they should ban them.
We appreciate it, Lori. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
I may have to play this at the top of the hour because I want to get one more phone call, but it's incredible. It's him saying, I'm filming this at 9:32 a.m. And in another video, he says, we're about an hour into the school day, and there's a shooting.
So, but what you're saying is there was the active shooter thing, and so he's like, he's acting, but like...
No, because then they very clearly afterwards disclaim that the drill ever took place.
It never did?
Yeah, that's what they say. It's too weird. It's too weird. It brings back visions of Sandy Hook where there were people showing up and they had like checkpoints that said check in here and all this happened before the shooting took place.
Right.
I'm still weirded out by Sandy Hook. And the only fact that I have trouble getting past is... It's the only shooting I've ever heard of where every single person that got shot died.
Right. Also, you know, dead kids.
Well, no, it's terrible. I mean, I'm not saying that, but I'm saying every single person who got shot died. That never happens. Usually it's like 12 people died, 50 people got shot.
Right. Well, probably because they're kids, though, right?
I mean, this ain't the first elementary school that got shot up.
I don't know.
Who's this?
Hey, it's Cranky.
Hey, Cranky.
Hey, I tell you what, that's real interesting what you were just talking about. I'm in and out of the car, didn't catch all of it. I'm about to go back and listen to the podcast. But have you noticed, and you may have discussed it earlier or in days prior, but the two ironies out of all of this. Number one, you know, everybody's listening to the kids now. You know, the kids are running the asylum. That's the irony of that is, parents letting their kids do whatever and listening to them and go, okay, you know,